cattle. Mm-hmm. That's the syrup that you put over the food for mixture for the cattle and hogs and mules, mm-hmm. or horses. Mm-hmm. But around this country, unless you specify, everything's syrup. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or sorghum. Mm-hmm. Now, Almer had a brother-in-law, Lee Shipman. I had his brother for a brother-in-law. And they used to eat lots of syrup when they was boys back in around 20. And if they take out too much syrup and on their plate, Mr. Shipman had it put back up in the cupboard. And that's what they got the next meal. Talking about the meats and needs, Mr. Shipman was full of his fun. And had a feller eating with him there one day that he didn't know it eat before. And the feller started pushing back his plate. Mr. Shipman says, "Go ahead and help yourself. Don't do like you was here before. Go in and say you was hungry." He says, "I didn't say that. I said the meat is so fat I couldn't eat it." That happened.
Oh, that's not very nice. If you had a lot of peach trees, you'd call that a
peach orchard.
Yeah, okay. And what, talking about peaches, what's that thing inside the peach that you can't eat? That you don't eat, the hard thing.
Well, it's a seed, but in that seed there's a kernel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I like those kernels if they're prepared right.
I didn't know you could do anything with them.
Yeah, you can dry them and fix them like that. They've got a peculiar taste. You get lots of kernels in these mixed nuts.
Oh, you mean peach kernels?
No, I don't know where you get peach kernels, but they're not liked enough. But the, a lot of things that they use in that, you get a bunch of them. If you'll notice, whenever you see some, you'll see something that looks just like date seed and on like that. So there you be.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're talking about two kinds of peaches, that is, there's one where the breaks away. And
there's one clear seed.
Yeah.
That you can, when it's ripe, you can burst it, and the seed will come out clean. Mm-hmm. Then there's what they call a cling, or we call it plum also seed, where the flesh sticks to the seed, and you either have to cut it off or gnaw it off. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever seen a plum that the seed had come out like a freestone seed.
No, I don't think I have a plum. All right, now what do you call that kind of tree that they say George Washington cut down?
Oh man, that's a cherry tree.
All right, and inside a cherry, what's the hard thing?
It's a seed.
All right, where am I? And the part of an apple that you don't eat?
I don't know. I'll answer by the nigger. Nigger was eating an apple, and another one said, "Hey, thou nigger, you get to eat the apple, what are you going to do to coal? Huh? When I get you this apple, ain't going to be no coal."
He ate corn too, huh? What would you call it if you... Were you going to say something?
In the apple,
yeah.
You're taking a slice of half in two. Mm-hmm. You'll find a ring with dots in it inside the flesh of that apple that shows the blossom of the apple. And this blossom, you see, comes and it's on the end of the apple. And then the image of this blossom will be figured inside the apple if you just cut it half in two. Mm-hmm. That shows it coming, and it's a good lesson in nature.